Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
Jam on. And today we celebrate the weekend holidays on a Bad Choice Friday. Representing May the 4th, we have the Cantina Song from the Star Wars soundtrack, taking on La Cucaracha. Representing Cinco de Mayo, Mike, how was the voting?
It was surprisingly not close at all there, Miles.
Is that right?
Because at the end of the day, look, Cinco de Mayo, while we enjoy it, while we throw down and we have a great old time, still a made-up holiday. However, you know what is real? Star Wars. That's why we're going to celebrate the 4th on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room 99.9 KISW.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
UCL's on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Kimmel and Fallon,
Writers, Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Ted Smith,
the...
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there, Taylor. It's guys have teams, the talented writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
An overturned truck spilled 8 million dimes on a highway in Texas, leading to a wild frenzy of drivers stopping to pick up three dimes and then say, this is actually hard, let's just go.
So Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Colbert.
An overturned truck covered a Texas highway in 8 million dimes, sparking a wild frenzy of drivers picking up like three dimes and saying, this is actually hard, let's just go.
Yeah, I'm stopping for dollars. I don't know if I'm stopping for dimes.
I might grab a few. Yeah, he's right, dude. After like four or five, like, is this worth it?
They weren't in rolls? Like, were they pre-rolled?
They spilled out. So if they were in rolls, man, like, it was, dimes.
Some sports news. Andre Agassi, an 8-time Grand Slam tennis champion who retired from the professional tennis in 26 and was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2011, won his pro pickleball debut. I, for one, am shocked that a Hall of Fame tennis player won at pickleball.
E-Ted Smith.
Yes, that's E-Ted Smith.
How's he allowed to play that sport?
I mean, just to get eyes on it.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, get people interested in the sport. But yeah,
he's when a Hall of Fame tennis player.
When I saw that he was competing, I'm like, you know he's going to dominate.
I'll tell you what this. Table tennis would be impressive, though.
Yeah,
if he could win a ping pong, I'd be like, all right, man, you got that one.
Sure, but pickleball, like, yeah, I think he's going to do pretty well.
Even racquetball. I'd be like, all right, you got some skills.
Yeah, it's like Hall of Fame baseball player, good at T-ball.
Good at wiffle ball.
Right. The CEO of Zyn says nicotine is misunderstood and actually has cognitive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see a guy spinning on the sidewalk, I think that's a beautiful mind.
Colbert.
Fallon.
CEO of Zyn is now arguing that nicotine has misunderstood and has cognitive benefits. Yeah, every time I see a guy spitting in the street, I think, oh, that's a beautiful mind.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, it's a Zyn. It's nicotine. You don't spit it. There's no tobacco.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The dumb frickin' joke. I like a Zyn. According to a new study, champagne can reduce the risk of a sudden cardiac arrest. Unfortunately, it increases the risk of getting wasted at brunch and spending your Sunday afternoon passed out on IKEA sample beds.
Mike Hawk. I mean, writers.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
According to a new study, drinking champagne could reduce the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Unfortunately, it increases the risk of getting wasted at brunch and spending your Sunday afternoon passed out on one of the IKEA sample beds.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Weren't we talking in here the other day about champagne?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember, guys were like, you got to celebrate something. And I was like, I have some friends that drink champagne all the time. I got invited to a champagne tasting this weekend.
Are you kidding?
No.
Just put it out there in the universe, and there it is.
I'm telling you, I just know a couple people, they love champagne.
Grab yourself a flute and have a few glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you know what? I will say, champagne's one of those things. Like, if you're making mimosas, I could drink terrible, crappy stuff.
Sure.
It's fine. But if you're actually going to drink champagne, then
you want a good bottle, right?
Yes. Correct. Correct. Let's see. Have you watched any or heard anything about Stagecoach last weekend down there in the Coachella Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Coachella.
Jelly Roll was there, right? He was one of the headliners. And then Backstreet Boys were there. So I think it was maybe, I watched Jelly Roll headline Saturday night. I think Sunday night, the Backstreet Boys were there, and they brought out Jelly Roll. And he helped sing I Want It That Way.
Nice.
Why not, man? I would, too. If Jelly Roll were there, and I'm like, hey, man, do you know the song? Yeah, man. You want to sing it? Yeah, cool.
Again, Jelly Roll did a great job, right? He brought out Wiz Khalifa. He brought out a Christian guy didn't know.
Essentially,
he brought out like the whole realm of people you could.
Right.
Yeah, so essentially,
Big X, the plug.
Anybody wants to jump up on stage can. So it's kind of like Coachella, but just more country.
I mean, you got to be invited, though.
Yeah, well, right.
But I mean, you're going to invite Jelly Roll.
It's not just going to be all country artists. It's
sure.
not going to just be, you know.
I mean, Stagecoach is definitely, like, Coachella is any type of music is open there, right?
Kind of like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, right. So to me, it's like, I was kind of shocked that Jelly Roll kind of headlined the country one. Like, I think you could have them headline Coachella.
Easily.
But you're right. Like, trust me, Miles, when I was watching his act, and he's like, come on, Wiz, and Wiz smoking a blunt because he always is. He's like, give him another one. And he started singing Black and Yellow. And I'm like, man, if you're a real country fan, like, you probably don't know that song. Yeah. And I know what you're thinking, Mike. He should have played Work Hard, Play Hard.
Damn straight he should have. I was waiting for it.
Anyhow, well, Jelly Roll and Backstreet Boys were just added as performers at the American Country Music Awards.
All right.
Shouldn't be shocking.
Well, Jelly Roll should be there, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's more dominant country as far as my understanding of him.
He is, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I feel like...
I mean, look, honestly, to his credit, he did some rock covers that were really good.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he covered Miley for
sure.
Like a couple songs.
Yep.
Like,
I didn't hear it, but I heard about it.
I mean, back in the day, not to be this gagging off my lawn, but if it's a good song, it's a good song. If it's 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton, they're playing it on every radio station.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the genre, what box it's supposed to fit in or whatever the deal is. It's just like,
absolutely.
Look, it's like Taylor Swift. I'm sure she was played on country, top 40, all those different things. Is it a good song? If it is, we're going to play it. Jelly Roll's the same way.
If people are listening, then play it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like, Throw brings it up all the time, but like, if Zeppelin came out right now, like, I don't think we'd play them on our station.
No.
No.
Pink Floyd. There's no chance. They'd be on the end, maybe.
You'd be like, that's not rock.
Mm-hmm. And if we didn't play Zeppelin, we never would have played Greta Van Fleet.
Right. Exactly.
Fair. That wouldn't even be a band.
No, they wouldn't. I don't even know what they'd be doing. They'd be working at Jiffy Lube.
Oh, no.
They would sound like AC/DC.
Going out with Airborne.
I miss Airborne. Those guys were awesome. Let's see. Jeremy Renner. We all know him.
Yep.
Now, there's a guy that has played some terrible characters that I hated for years. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I've been like, he's an actor. Let it go.
Calm down, Ted.
Right. Which means he's a good actor.
Right.
Well, yeah, I still hate Emil Hirsch, though.
Screw that guy.
So basically, he was at Hawkeye, then he had his accident. And then he said, basically, there was no second season of Hawkeye because they offered him half his salary.
I saw this interview.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Right, he's like... So it's going to take me twice the amount of work for half the amount of money, 8 months of my time. Essentially, you do half of the amount. I was like, no.
Right, because they're trying to phase in the next generation, if you will. So he's got some apprentice that he's dealt with in the first season of Hawkeye that's kind of going to take up the mantle, and she's going to usher in the new era. So they kind of still need him to do that handoff, but it's like the show's called Hawkeye.
He is the title character.
Right. Sorry, he's the draw. You got to give him
the money. I am the main event.
Yeah, I also think he said, do you think I'm only half the Jeremy I was because I got ran over?
By a snowplow?
Right. I also like that he made sure to mention he's not blaming Marvel or even Disney. Quote, it's just the penny pinchers, the accountants. I told him to go fly a kite at the insult offer. I love the character. I would still love to do it. But he's like, look, but I'm not doing it for half the price.
No.
Like, yeah. Get real.
He also, did you hear the part of the interview he did a couple days ago where he's talking about getting run over by that thing?
Yeah. Okay.
And he could hear all the different cracks. It was like he was crunching, like as it was rolling, but it was rolling really slow. It was still grinding through him. It was like pop, 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 pop.
Jeez, man.
My whole inside was just exploding. God. One like pop at a time. I'm like, good God, before it
that
finally just
awful.
Ran over his head and it just, you know, cleared him. But it was like pop, 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 and it was all bones on his inside just breaking.
Jeez,
I'm like, man, dude. You're
how
lucky.
Is he alive?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it is
hell
amazing,
with a Hawkeye
honestly.
Crap. I mean, the fact that you can walk and talk and think, that to me is impressive. And also, get someone else to do that. You're Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah.
You need to jump on a snowplow, man, and take care of like half a mile of your driveway.
Yeah. I mean, he was living in Lake Tahoe.
Right.
So the snow amounts are insane.
Sure.
Like, he just got used to doing it himself and was like, all right, I'll go clear the way.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm with you. That's amazing, that guy. And I think also... Because he is Jeremy Renner, healthy dude, like we fathom what happened to him, but it's hard to imagine. You're just like, there's no way that guy dies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But if that was just your friend.
How's he alive?
Right. He'd gone through that accident. You'd be like, Steve is the greatest human alive. Yeah, how he's still around is amazing. But Jeremy Renner, you're like, well, he's not going to die, is he? And it's like, turns out he did kind of almost die. I don't want to read that one. That's kind of a bummer. You know what? Let's just talk about the weekend.
Let's just talk about the weekend.
This is what I call one of those sneaky sports weekends. Now, if you're a nerd like me when it comes to sports, not super sneaky. Why? Because we know this weekend, the first weekend in May, we're going to have the Kentucky Derby and Thrill. What else?
UFL football.
Boxing match.
Boom.
All right.
Always going to have a massive boxing
match.
Who's fighting? I see Ryan Garcia's back in action.
Okay.
That card's got a decent amount of fighters on there. But traditionally, is Canelo in action tomorrow?
I don't know.
He might be fighting some. But generally, the biggest boxer of the time, you'd always have a
fight
this
yeah.
weekend and then Mexican Independence Day, which is traditionally where Mayweather Jr. would dress up in Mexican gear in September to mock whatever Mexican he was going to fight.
Almost every year.
Every right? time.
I think I found my horse, by the way, for the Kentucky Derby, Ted.
All right. I was going to say, so I have the horses lined up here. The Kentucky Derby, by the way, that coverage is on all day. I did it
yes.
last year. It is kind of fun to watch. There's a bunch of races that go on during the day. The coverage starts at like 11 a.m., but that race doesn't start till 3:57 on the West Coast time. Miles, all right, there's a lot of horses in here. Have you looked at any one of them you like?
Yes, I've got one already. He's 20-1 odd, and I can't say his name on the air.
Oh, no. Hang on. Cut the mics. Hang on.
All right.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
He's going to win it. That way we can say it
it's fantastic.
On Monday show.
Tiz. Tastic.
Oh, tiz-tastic.
Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter, Miles.
I'm going for tiz-tastic.
That's right.
Jeez. Okay, easy enough.
Come on.
You think the Kentucky Derby would allow a slight curse?
Well, it depends on where you stop the first syllable.
There's a lot of different horses in here. This guy just has a good name, Citizen Bull.
Citizen Bull.
But he's 21. Some of your favorites in the race at 12-1 in the four gate, you have Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
I am Rodriguez.
Is my boy Average Dan coming back or whatever his name was?
Now, you can only run in the Derby once.
One time. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But Bob Baffert's back, which makes the course. Draw a little bit more so. Like, he's kind of the face of
You have the Sandman at 6-1.
Ooh, I like that.
The odds on favorite is journalism.
Oh, really?
3-1.
Will journalism win? Find out on Saturday.
It dies in the dark.
Fake horse.
Sandman's one of them. Sovereignty's up there.
Sovereignty.
Do we just all want to take one of the favorites?
No, I'm taking my guy.
I'm taking Sandman.
You're taking Sandman?
I like the name. I like the feel. Give me Sandman.
Tiz-tastic.
Got it, Miles.
I said it correctly.
Yes, you did.
Thrill, who do you want?
I'm going to take, journalism?
Journalism.
He's 3-1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you took the best horse.
All right, I'll take Sovereignty.
Okay.
I kind of want Chunk of Gold, but he's 30-1.
Chunk.
One.
I like chunk, that. Chunk, Not piece, Chunk of Gold.
I take Chunk of Chocolate.
Yeah. So you have boxing. You'll have that going on. You also have a Game 7 in basketball, which is pretty cool. Saw that yesterday. I don't know that most people would care. You also have the Big Ten lacrosse championship game at 5 p.m. on Big Ten Network. You know who might be playing in that box?
No, I don't.
Maryland.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I know.
Whose radar would that be?
Dematha.
I think they have a couple Dematha guys on the team.
Shocker.
SNL, you have a brand new episode. Quentin Brunson is the host. And then musical guest is Benson Boone. I watched him absolutely destroy Coachella a few weeks ago. And if I'm right, I want to say Benson Boone is from Monroe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a local guy. He's kind of blowing up right now. So check that out. But like I said, a sneaky sports weekend. Oh, yeah. And F1, Formula One, is down in Miami, so that's a 1 p.m. start for us.
Okay.
You don't have to get up early. You don't have to stay up late on Saturday.
God.
Just a nice Sunday afternoon watching some racing.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Police bust a cockfighting ring on Wiener Road in Nutbush, Tennessee. Meanwhile, a pet tortoise who escaped home is found a mile away and no longer free. Powerball winner arrested with girlfriend who had an appropriate name. Ohio man officially enters the Dairy Queen Hall of Shame. And a UK store is raided for selling illegal, unhealthy goods. So stuff from the U.S. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top star, we're going to Florida, where lottery winners go to jail. You'd think that after winning over $100 million, you wouldn't have much to get all riled up about. But that's just exactly what happened to our winner. You see, the day after he collected that nice big giant check for just such a lump of cash, he found himself in an altercation with another man inside of the resort that he was staying at while in town for a press conference. The altercation eventually turned physical, leading a local sheriff's deputy to step in to break up the fight. That's about time that our lottery winner handed a kick to the officer's face.
Oh, damn.
He was arrested on several charges, and he can't even post bail because it gets even better. The fight put him in violation for his parole that he was on after having already been locked up for 14 years in the Kentucky correctional system.
Mm. You won all that money.
Right. You get out of prison. You're on parole after 14 years, or maybe it was a 14-year sentence and he was on parole. Either way, you're out of the prison system. You win $130 million. Don't care if you're splitting it with your mom like he is. Good on you.
Right.
What do you have to worry about anymore?
Don't kick a cop in the face.
Right.
That's all.
You are set for life, literally. You're 50. Just don't screw it up. And you
Guess
screwed
what
up.
He did. Yeah, he screwed it up.
I'm going to kick this cop in the face.
Did you see a picture of this guy?
Yeah.
He looks like a guy that would kick a cop in the face.
Is this shocking to you?
No, it's not,
this
Miles.
This looks like par for the course.
It is.
This is the guy that gets in a fight in miniature golf. You know?
Right.
This,
he looks like a guy that while he was down there for the press conference,
you put into us?
He was scoping up places to move to Florida. Like, he looks like a Florida guy that was
born in Kentucky. From Kentucky, yes, of course.
Exactly.
It's where you go.
Right.
It's like birds and they migrate.
Like... the older they get.
Seriously.
They just move on down to Florida.
Yeah.
And he looks like that guy. And again,
I can wear a do-rag every day and no one cares.
You have $100 million. And now you don't. Now you're going back to prison. Probably for longer. Moron. In other news, over to the UK, where authorities are trying to tamp down on scam artists. In the Oxford area, there are several stores that claim to sell U.S. candies and other goods that people tend to shy away from out of fear of them being a ripoff or a scam, and also because they're poisonous. But authorities had to step in and intervene after the pricing got just a little too ridiculous. After it was reported that a patron bought two packs of candy for the astounding price of 900 British pounds. Two bags of candy.
What?
For 900 bucks. They conducted a raid on the building and came out with the biggest haul of illegal products that they've seen. Things like additives in American food products and the lack of required labeling led officers seizing upwards of 80,000 British pounds of products. They said they say they've seen a welcome decline in the number of American product stores since the pandemic.
Jeez.
It's down, it went from like 70 stores down to 40, and it's still on a downward trend. Just we put so much crap in our food over here not allowed over there in those countries. And so already then they're kind of wary of it. They don't want it. But then there's people that are even more so altering the food, keeping the packaging up and whatnot, and they're scamming people. They're charging 900 pounds for this doggone stuff.
Which is ridiculous.
To Ohio, where we've seen this movie before, a man inside of a local Dairy Queen became agitated when his food was taking too long for his liking. Thanks to a shift change. That's literally all it was. It's changing hands and he can't wait for it. Instead of acting like an adult and waiting for his food or lodging a simple complaint, he became irate, hollering at employees before finding it acceptable to go around the counter and assaulting a female employee in the kitchen.
Punched her in the face.
Big man right there.
Yeah.
Good job there, buddy. A male employee had had enough of the altercation and put a stop to it by striking the man, who left the scene shortly afterward and police were called. Using surveillance footage and the public's help, he was tracked down and arrested and he faces charges.
Good.
Right.
Then they let him right out.
There is zero acceptable about
this. This is a woman. He went behind the counter. She was trying to sir, just wait for a minute. I'm trying to get everything right.
She's making his food. And she, yeah.
It's like, dude, you should be in jail.
Yes. For a long time.
For at least
time.
A night.
Yes.
He was let out immediately.
God. This is more of a headlines update. A second arrest has been made on counts of animal cruelty down in Tennessee. This is probably Miles' favorite headline along with mine. Local authorities have gotten a tip that drugs were being sold out of a nearby home and were serving a warrant when they noticed an animal fighting operation in addition to what they were there for. But all this really leads to my favorite headline of the week. Quote, second arrest made in Nutbush cockfighting operation.
I mean, come on.
On Wiener Road.
On Wiener Road.
They were called.
And they're not making this up.
They were called to get a tip to go to Wiener Road.
So there's a cockfighting ring.
Yes.
On Wiener Road.
Yes.
In a place called Nutbush.
Yes. Doggone it.
I mean.
It's perfect.
The stars have aligned.
I know. Yeah. That is the perfect story.
The tomb is about to open. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to the UK, where a family pet gave its owners a little scare. A pet tortoise by the name of, what do you think? A pet tortoise. What are you going to name it?
Like Speedy.
Speedy. Any other guesses?
Flash.
Flash. Leonardo.
Right.
He was enjoying a sunny day out in the garden as he's grown accustomed to, thanks to owners that enjoy giving him some outdoor enrichment. We love that. But as it happens, the woman that let him out got distracted with their newborn child, as you know happens. But it was long enough for old Leonardo to wander his way out of sight. The owners rallied the neighborhood.
Make a break for it.
He did. What I'm saying, he got a mile away. He's probably like, Jesus, man, it's taken me over a year. I made it this far. I don't want to be there.
The owners
rallied. That is why I left.
The neighborhood asking all to keep an eye out for him. Unfortunately, nobody spoke up before the chilling winter set in, and they feared the worst. But alas, as Miles said, when the sun came back out 9 months later.
He hibernated.
One of their neighbors walking their dog a mile away managed to spot the tortoise ambling around the area.
He's like, you sons of bitches. He didn't want to be there.
I've been so far.
He would have turned around and got back if he wanted that lettuce.
That was so close. He wanted that lettuce.
Seriously.
Men's room sports. You got playoff basketball and playoff hockey on TNT, True TV, and ESPN all weekend long. UFL football on Fox and ABC over the next couple days. Seawolves rugby on tonight on ESPN and Fox. Sounders soccer tomorrow night on Apple TV+. And the Mariners are in Texas all weekend long against the Rangers. You can find those games over on Root. As far as your weather this weekend, should have a pretty nice weekend with some clouds moving in tomorrow, but clearing up by Sunday with temperatures going from highs in the low 60s to lows in the mid 40s. That's it for your headlines. With that, have a wonderful weekend. Mike Hawk is I.
Absolutely. The lovely Jolene's coming up next. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.